It is 6:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. Immigration hearings are being canceled due to the partial federal government shutdown. KUNM's Marissa DeMarco reports.
Nationally, about 43,000 immigration court hearings have been canceled as a result of the federal government shutdown. It's estimated that 20,000 more will be nixed every week from here on out as long as the political standoff over a border wall continues. Here in New Mexico, immigration lawyers and their clients are feeling the effects. The system was already backlogged before the shutdown began in December. Arifa Raza is a supervising attorney at the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center. She says her clients have had hearings these last weeks where they're required to appear, but they can't because the immigration court is closed. The uncertainty is wearing on them, she says.
So they're arranging time off, they're arranging child care, arranging travel, but then also they're having to deal with emotional and psychological costs of not knowing when they'll actually be heard by the immigration judge.
Some of the hearings are rescheduled for between 1 and 5 months from now. So far, asylum hearings haven't come up at the center during the shutdown, but Raza assumes those would be rescheduled as well. People who are detained are still having their cases and hearings move forward as planned. The shutdown is hitting immigrants who don't have attorneys especially hard because it's difficult to get information about what's happening, Raza says, and so much hangs in the balance. For KUNM, I'm Marissa DeMarco.
A new exhibit in Santa Fe highlights folk art owned by one of the state's most important collectors of the popular creations. Spencer Beckwith reports.
In 1961, Judith Espinar came across a handmade casserole pot at a marketplace in Mexico. That revelatory pot, which cost her less than $2, inspired a lifetime devotion to folk art, collecting it, yes, but also championing its traditional artists. In 2004, Judith Espinar co-founded Santa Fe's successful annual International Folk Art Market. And now, the International Folk Art Museum in Santa Fe is displaying over 200 works from her collection. Judith Espinar is with me now. Judy, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what was it about that casserole pot that caught your attention?
I was a design student, and we were very influenced by the Bauhaus at that particular time in the 60s. And the Bauhaus blended fine art with craft, which I loved very much. And when I found myself in this field of casserole pots, the painting was very freeform. The colors didn't, so to speak, match. That they kind of fought with each other and had an excitement about them. And I thought, how could it be that I was studying design for 5 years and I never heard of these two words, folk art? So I think that discovering the accessibility of folk art and also the simplicity of it, in a sense, that it wasn't intellectual, academic, so it's for everyone. And that fascinated me, and I just went at it.
You say in your introduction to the exhibit that folk art made you realize the distinction between looking and seeing. What did you mean by that?
When you look at things, you notice it's a door, it's a color, the practicality of things. But seeing things is taking the whole thing in. Are the brush strokes free? Are the brush strokes linear? Are the brush strokes all the same color? Or does the color soften and then get bright again? So you begin to know, you could say, the visual genetics of the piece. And it really creates a love affair.
There is in the exhibit a plate wall. How did you go about arranging that?
I've been doing plate walls almost since the time I started collecting because there's something about plates that I love. It's very easy to see what the artist is talking about on this surface of something that you eat off of. There's just something amazing for me about plates, and I have lots of them. And for me, a plate wall is something you do over time. You start by highlighting the architectural space. Even if it's a wall, you put a border. And then you start building down and out from that. I think when you do a plate wall, it becomes your own composition. And that's one of the things I love about any piece of art. A piece of art teaches you more about how to see beauty. And so when you experiment with putting these plates together in a place that you've chosen, it becomes part of you. Part of our job on this planet is to conserve and support as much beauty as possible, because beauty is the thing that helps us support other things that perhaps are a little more difficult.
Judith Espinar is exhibiting handmade pieces from her private collection at the International Folk Art Museum in Santa Fe. Wood carvings, metalwork, textiles, and ceramics on view through August. Information at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.